You are a NIMBY, and so am I. If you disagree with me or you don't know what a NIMBY is, this episode is for you. And also if you do agree that you absolutely be a NIMBY. Hello and welcome. My name is Ian the Bay and this is The Good System, the podcast where we build together a vision of the good system and we then try to implement it step by step. It is a deep dive from my blog ianthebay.com where you can read about the same things I talk about here. And if you prefer not listening to this voice, then just went over there to ianthebay.com. We are all NIMBYs. What is a NIMBY and why should I be a NIMBY? These may be questions you ask and I will try to answer in this episode. NIMBY, NIMBY, stands for not in my backyard. And it describes people who are, for example, against building a wind turbine in the neighborhood and are protesting it. They mustn't be against renewable energy, but they don't like to see how it is generated. Of course, the destroyed view is often an excuse. The real reasons are variegated. And it can be that, for example, your neighbor is for the wind turbine and you hate your neighbor and that's the reason why you are against it. Or maybe it's fear or you're against something new. There are a lot of reasons. NIMBYs are all hypocrites. And since we are all hypocrites, we are all NIMBYs. This equation may seem far-fetched, but I will try to explain it and maybe you agree with me at the end of this episode. We all eat meat, okay, not all of us, some are vegan and don't eat meat or animal products, but many of us eat meat, but nobody wants to have a slaughterhouse nearby or industrial farming facility. It's even worse than that. We do not want to recognize animals. We want them chopped in small pieces and wrapped in plastic. The only exceptions are, of course, dino nuggets. We want to eat avocados, but what we don't want is to see how the underpaid workers are harvesting them. We do not want to see that the workers don't have anything to drink because all the water is used for the avocados. We want to drive a car, well, I don't want, but many people like to drive cars because they want to feel free in this metal box and they don't think about the people outside that have to breathe the emissions and they certainly do not think about the bad working conditions on the oil drills and the wars that are fought over the black gold. We think that shelters for homeless people and care centers for drug addicts are a great idea, but please not in my backyard, aka neighborhood. And the list goes on, but I don't want to do it any further, so I stop the list here. But not the episode. The episode goes on. What I want to say with this list is we always want the outcome, but we do not want the struggle that comes with it. That's like we all want a million, but we do not want to work for it. It's normal human behavior. And if you think you're different, you're an even bigger hypocrite. We don't want to see the problems. It's like the one phone call you have to make. You postpone it till the moment you have to do it. Or the dropping faucet in your bathroom. You don't repair it or call the handyman until you get the next water bill with an immense amount to pay. Or even worse, your floor is flooded and you have to repair it. It's like the paper you have to write and you don't do it till the deadline or even the day later. Of course, it varies from human to human and from problem to problem. Maybe if one problem distracts you from your real problem, you may do it right away. But the more difficult a problem is, the more we tend to procrastinate. And that's the same for one human or for all mankind. Entering climate change. This problem is so massive and so complex, we deny it till it is hopefully only nearly too late. We believe the propaganda because it is easier to do. And because we are afraid of the unknown that a system change would bring with it. And we are afraid of losing what we already have. That's why we stick to the system we have. It's cozy. We block out the bad things and enjoy consumerism. We know it's bad, but we are afraid of change. Populists know exactly that we are all NIMBYs, that we don't want to change, that we don't want the things in our neighborhood, in our backyard. And that's why they tell us we are right, we are the best, and they want to keep everything the same that it is. The change is bad. Sometimes they say change, we change something or we change it back to the way we know how it was. And it's always the others, the unknown, who are the bad ones, who want to take it away from us. Of course, this is all lies. But how can we, who are hopefully not populists, address the people that we are hypocrites, that we are afraid, that we are lazy? And can we do this by telling the truth? I guess so. I think so. I hope so. We can do this by building a vision. A vision of a better system that's better for all of us and can feel and see that it's better for all of us. But the vision is not enough. We need a step-by-step plan how we can achieve the system. Make it as easy as possible to acknowledge so that nobody has to think too hard by himself and gets it that we can do it. It will not be without friction to achieve that. But step by step, I believe we can do it. So start with the first step, the vision. Close your eyes and try to imagine it with me. If you can, you don't have to close the eyes. And I read you the vision of a NIMBY version of the good system. Imagine several years from now, after years of hard work and many fights, the good system finally is installed for some years. You visit your granddaughter. She lives in a town surrounded by woods. From her living room, you can see the hills with wind turbines on them. She settled here a year ago. She isn't into urban life and she got a job in this town. She's happy, or was until last evening. At the town hall meeting, the citizens decided to install a new CO2 capture unit. Since there are still too many emissions from the last 300 years in the air. Your granddaughter, let's call her Amber, has nothing against CO2 capturing. But the new facility shall be built 200 meters away from her house and would block the view onto the woods. These woods had also been planted to capture CO2, but are not enough. They did not grow naturally at all. Your granddaughter tells you she brought up a petition to build the capture unit elsewhere. The other location would be more complex to build and not as efficient, but Amber still could see the woods. You smile understandingly. You tell her how in the past people demonstrated against wind turbines, which Amber can't understand at all because for her they are a natural part of the landscape. You tell her that you can understand her anger, but that if she wants a clean air and fight the climate crisis, she needs to accept that it can't stay all the same. Your generation and Amber's parents' generation have fought so hard to stop the climate collapse. Many needed to accept changes they didn't want. When you were as old as she is, cars were everywhere. Everyone ate a lot of meat and took a plane for a weekend trip. she will get used to the capture unit. She can ask to make it as least disturbing as possible, as the town is mandated to it anyway, and she can maybe use the rooftop of the unit to enjoy the view. Yes, it may not be as convenient as it is in their own living room, but the view will be even better. It's annoying. Might have something new that makes your personal life worse than it was before, even if you root for the cause. Even if it's better for the society and the bigger picture. But for you personally, it's worse. And it's hard to accept. This will always happen. The good system can't change that, because everything comes at a cost. The good system needs to make sure that this is fairly distributed and that everyone is heard. And the good system must balance the common good and the personal freedom. But in the end, the common good always weighs more than the freedom of one person. If you're interested in system change and how the good system could look like, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you can and want, then please rate it and give a review where possible. And on Spotify and YouTube, you can give comments and I may read it. If you are already on YouTube and watching this video, then give it a thumbs up and subscribe and click the bell so you get a reminder when a new episode gets online. If you even want to read more about these topics, then visit my blog iandebate.com. There you can find also the links to my social media profiles, and you can follow me there also or reach to me if you want. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Till next time, Ian DeBay.